If you're ready, let's open the Word of God, the book of Ephesians. Ephesians is a very dynamic chapter. And as you have seen that we are still, over these last few weeks, gaining a greater understanding of forgiveness. And we know it's kind of a hard thing to do when somebody's hurt us. It's hard to forgive them. Well, it's not too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. I want us to open the Word of God today, and I want us to turn to Ephesians chapter 5, and let's begin reading. Oh, where should we start? Maybe in verse 31. Verse 31. Paul writes this, "Get rid of all bitterness." Anybody bitter out there? Any thoughts run through your head of what happened to you one time, what was done to you? And it's not sweet. It's very bitter. Leave that bitter aftertaste in your heart, in your mind, just not in your mouth. I believe that God wants us to overcome that. I believe that God wants us to receive from him an antidote to the bitterness and to the hurt that has gone on in our lives. And I believe he's talking to us here. He says in verse 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear and bitterness, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind after I give him this is a knuckle sandwich. No, that's not of God. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling, slander, talking about folks, telling them how bad they are, calling them out their names. You know, even sometimes Christians can get kind of, you know, it's not speaking in tongues, speaking in the language of the devil. When we start cursing, get rid of all of it, along with every form of malice. And be kind and compassionate to one another. Here we go again, right? Here we go again in Ephesians. Forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. What's the antidote to hurt? What's the antidote to being mistreated? What's the solution to all the bitterness and hatred? I believe we've been given the key and the solution right here, where he says, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. You see, in our sins, we're not acceptable to God. But in Christ, and in Christ alone, we are. And we come to God through Jesus, God's Son. He sees Jesus when he sees you. Not that he's rejected you, but he's placed us in Christ, in all of the goodness of Christ, in all of the wonders of Christ, all of the obedience of Christ, all of the forgiveness of Christ is in Jesus Christ, and we are in Christ, and God sees his Son in us. So my message today, forgive others, just like the scripture says. Forgive others. How? In Christ, just as God forgave you. How did God forgive us? He forgave us in Christ. We were not cleansed. We were not obedient. We were not holy and righteous. But in Christ, and in Christ alone, we are righteous, and God receives us. God forgives us, and we are called to forgive others. How? In the same way. In the same way, we are to forgive others as if they've never sinned. We are to forgive others in Jesus Christ. Not in their flesh, not in their sins, not in their misusing you and hurting you. But in Christ, they are acceptable. That's the way it is with all of us. Doctrinally, It is called justification. I won't take the time to spend a lot of time with that right now, perhaps in the future, but I'll give you a few scriptures, hopefully before we're done. What about Romans chapter 3 and verse 28? I'd like for you to study that. What about Galatians chapter 1, verses 5 through 7? And what it is that we are saved not by our good works, not because we've given up cursing and getting drunk and all of that. No, we're saved by being in Christ. God forgives us in Christ. It is not the works of our flesh. It's not that we're so good. No, God has accepted Jesus Christ in our place. And in the same way, I believe this. I believe that forgiving others is made possible just the way God has forgiven us of our sins in Christ. In seeing our enemies, seeing those who have wounded and hurt us, not in what they were doing, but in Christ. That is the only way anyone is acceptable to God, is in Christ. And it's called justification. Some shorten it and they call it justification as just as if you've never sinned. The way we are acceptable to God, and God is righteous and holy, is to be presented in Christ, covered in Christ, accepted by God in Jesus Christ. It's not how hard you work, how much you give, how much you pray, how much whatever you think gets your doorway into God. It's not that way at all. He loves us and he accepts us in Jesus Christ. Forgive others in Christ, just as God has forgiven us in Christ. And that is the only way. And that is the way we can have peace. That is the way we can love our enemies. See, forgiveness, the very word, if you break it down, forgiveness. For means ahead of, or before, or that which is in the future. Before. God forgave us, even before we were born. For we were born sinners. And he before time, forgave us. But was it his plan that we be in his kingdom forever and ever? And so we were placed in him before the foundation of the world. I want to preach on this perhaps more next week in more detail, because that is how we are saved. Not in who we were or who we are. It's who Jesus is. And all that Jesus is, past, present, and future, forgiven before you were destined by God, chosen by God to be in his family, to be in his kingdom forever and ever and ever, holy in his sight, forgiving each other. Chapter 4, verse 32, forgiving each other just as in Christ, just as you can't come up with some new way of salvation. Or I'm going to go and God's going to accept me because, you know, I didn't eat Fritos last week and I had no Coca-Cola. No, that may be good for you, but that ain't going to get you in the door. Forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. That's the key to the kingdom of God. In Christ. We often sing the song. Maybe we can sing it at the end of the services, Brother Joe. And then we can sing the other one if we have time. In Christ alone, our hope is found. And it's so true. If you could just get that, all of us just get that one truth in us, that in Christ alone, our hope is found. Forgiving each other just as in Christ. I didn't make this up. You read it. Ephesians 4:32. Forgiving each other. Just as in Christ, God forgave you. And how Did he forgive us? Just as in Christ, there's nothing new. God forgave you and he forgave me in Jesus Christ. So to forgive those who've hurt us, we must forgive them in Christ. If you still see them, what they did to you, and it's valid, it happened. We're not trying to be in denial here, but that's not the ticket. That's not your ticket into the kingdom of God. That's not my ticket into peace and joy, thinking about what was done to me and who said what and how they treated me. And it's easy to fall in there, but there's no life there. There's no eternal life. Eternal life is in Jesus Christ. We come to the Father through the Son, for he kept all the commandments. He did everything right. He always loved, and God has accepted him. But we have not been accepted by God by our works and never can, because God only accepts perfection. Therefore, we come to him, sinners. Now watch this. Sinners. I'm a sinner because I'm not perfect. And God only accepts perfection. Therefore, whoever hurts me, however grave it may be that they hurt you, you're not better than them. I am not better than them, because I don't know how long it may take for me to do enough right. I know exactly how long, eternity. And you can't make up for the past. Jesus, from eternity past, eternity present, and eternity future, has been holy and righteous. And God has honored him by calling us and saying, come unto me, my children, in Christ alone. So with that understanding that we all start, even those who have done you wrong, even if they were going to do you right for the rest of their lives, that is not enough. Only Jesus is enough. And we understand that we all start off on the same footing, on the same level. No one can boast that I'm this, I'm that, I got this, I got that. No, only in Jesus Christ. Well, I think I've preached enough on that, and I want to say a lot more next week. But I believe that is in Christ alone. And no matter how can I put this? How high one rises in your mind of your righteousness and your goodness, that you're righteous by that matter of your works. And no matter how low you have fallen, for the sinner and the saint, it's the same. It's through Christ and Christ alone. Isn't that wonderful? I think it's marvelous that God has justified us and made us holy forever. And next week, we're going to see something else he did. But Father in heaven, as we sing this song, help us to think about the words of this message. And help us to forgive others just as you have forgiven us in Jesus Christ. Thank you for your love, Jesus. Thank you for your love, Father. And help us to come humbly before you and ask you to save us. And not walk in our own strength and our own knowledge and our own ways and our own righteousness. For you have told us that's like filthy rags. We want to be clean and whole through you, Jesus. And Jesus, thank you for what you've done. Thank you that it was the love, not the nails. Thank you that we have eternal life. Thank you, Father, for your forgiveness and for your love and making us holy forever. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. For the love of God. Isn't it wonderful that God loves us no matter who we are, what we've been, where we've been? It's just amazing, amazing grace. It's amazing to capture that, to even realize that God loves you. God loves me. And he's given his life. We read through the scriptures every week during communion, the Lord's Supper. I see bread here. And I realize that I have been and you have been invited into something that is eternal, something that is spiritual. This is more than flour and yeast. We enter into the very presence of God and the love of God and the Spirit of God. And we have been blessed to be a part of this bread. As you eat the bread today, I don't want us to just eat it. Well, that's another piece of bread. No. Jesus said in numerous places, and I won't turn to them today, that this is my body. It says, you can look up later in Luke. It says Jesus took bread. It's also in Matthew. And it's good sometimes to contrast the different writers. He took bread and he gave thanks and he said, this is my body. Don't take this for granted. These are my words. Don't take this bread for granted. And Father, I ask that we would experience being in your body, being holy, being righteous in Christ, who is our bread of life. Thank you, Jesus, for willingly hang there on the cross and to give your body and your blood to us and for us, even as sinners. So, Father, I ask you to bless this bread that we enter in to an experience. I don't mean experience, Lord, you know what I mean, to fulfill the scriptures, to your promise. We want to experience the truths of these scriptures, that this is the body of Christ and that we are welcomed into it. Let us examine ourselves, Lord, not just for our sins, but for taking your justification of us, of your making us holy and righteous by the blood of your Son. Forgive us for taking that for granted. Let us experience that we are forgiven, that your blood has cleansed us, and that we are a part of you. And we ask for this blessing in Jesus' name. We also, Father, want to thank you for the wine, the blood that was shed, and how you forgave us in Christ. For you to love us so much, God, you so love us, you so love the world that you gave your only Son, that whoever believes, and Lord, I ask you to open the eyes of everyone here today that we all might believe. And if they're unbelievers, Lord, change their hearts. As we drink this wine, we are reminded of the blood of Jesus, the stripes, the spear, the beatings, that nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing. It didn't then and it cannot now. Let us walk in that understanding and in that peace and that joy. Let us rejoice. Let us be forgivers. Let us forgive what others have done for us. Let this wine be reminded that blood was spilled for our forgiveness, and help us to be willing to forgive others, to see them forgiven, to see them with all of their sins taken away. And that one day we will all stand before you, Lord. We will all rejoice in your love. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us. And help us to forgive others the way you have forgiven us. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to think about a song we're going to hear now as we eat and as we drink. And we think about how God has forgiven us. He's told us in Christ, go in Christ and forgive others. See them in Christ. And let us realize that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And I want us to listen to this song. It's entitled Nothing.
What could I do to forfeit and lose all of this grace that you've given me? What could I say to push you away? God, what could make you ashamed of me? What could pull me from your loving arms? What could separate me from your heart? There's nothing. What's left inside that grave? There's nothing.